It's 98.3 The Snake, the classic rock station. It's been so long since we've had our moment of Zan, and finally she's on the phone. Hello.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having patience with me. I really appreciate it.
Did we like make out and it got awkward? I mean, what happened? That didn't happen,
were
right?
Were you in my dreams? No, it didn't happen. Not with you, but I can't say the same for this big guy in Vegas.
Oh, well, we've
it
all been there.
Awkward. No, it was good. It was good. See, I met somebody in Vegas.
Hey.
Since we last met, I've done 26 shows. 16 of them were in Las Vegas. Let me tell you about this, man. It's been crazy. I've been in 11 cities. I've performed 26 times, been on the radio 32 times. I've been on, what, 8 flights, been on 7 different hotels. It's insane. So anyway, I met a guy in Vegas, and he was a friend of a friend of mine. He came vetted, you know? He came as, you know, okay. I knew him as good guy, right? Oh, dude, okay, so it went well the first night, right? And then, I shouldn't be telling this on the radio.
It's fine. It's just you and me.
I do some shows. I go back to Vegas, I'm hanging out with him. It happens to be my birthday, and this is how well it goes for me. He basically asked me to do temp work for him on my birthday.
That's the kind of guys I get.
That's what I get. I get to do temp work on my birthday. I was like, you serious? And I don't know if you know me well enough, Kendra, but if you needed a couple hours of my work, if I'm in Twin Falls and you're like, hey, Zan, I need you to just, like, can you just be at the station for 2 hours? I'd be like, Kendra, anything for you, man. I'm like, whatever you need. And then I'm like, it's temp work. I will kick your scrawny ass. Anyway, so that was how my birthday went.
I'm so sorry. I don't even know what to say. Right? That's horrible.
I don't know what to say either. I'm still waiting to come up with the material from it. But hey, at least I got $40 out of it. So.
dang, it wasn't even a good hourly rate.
Not even a great hourly rate. I'm telling you, I think you are pathetic. You know that? Anyway, I still need it, though, because I'm still paying off my vet bills from my dog. So. I got her fixed. She got in a car accident years ago, and she's a little four-legged chihuahua that weighed 9 pounds, but she lost a leg, and now she's 8.8.
Oh.
So, $9,000 later. Have I told you about this already? It cost me $9,000 to get it. $9,000. Can you believe it?
I can't believe you paid it.
It's a ripoff. I know, for $9,000, she ought to come back with 5 legs, and one better be bionic.
She better have, like, a toaster built in, be like, you want some toast?
Exactly.
Yes, I do.
Exactly. I know, I can't believe I paid it either, but I didn't expect to pay the whole night. I didn't know it was going to be $9,000. Like, you give her the, you know, you give the people your dog and your car and your eyeballs out, and they're like, hey, we don't know what's wrong with your dog. It could be a couple $1,000s, and I didn't have it, but I was still like, all right, just, you know, she's my baby. Just make sure she doesn't die.
Right.
And if they had turned around and said, then it's going to be $9,000, I would have said, all right, she's my baby. Just show me where she is so I can say goodbye. $9,000, you know what I mean? You know, that's a lot of money. My friends call her tripod or lucky.
I like the tripod a lot. At least it's a
2006 Chevy Malibu because I had to sell my car to fix the dog.
Aw. Well, at least, you know, you guys got some more time together. That's totally love. That is your baby. That's your child now.
That's my baby. Yeah, I can't wait to go back home. I'm going home in a week or something like that. So.
Nice. Oh, wow. Well, when you come here to Idaho, I don't know. There's some nice people around here. I hope it's just better than your birthday. That's all I got to say. You don't have to get involved.
Aren't you serious? Like something. You know what? I will say this, though. He's the king of marketing and business. So I just felt as though it was like a free seminar. That's what I decided. You know what I mean? Lemons to lemonade. Free seminar. I was like, you know, if you want me to go into your business and do this data entry stuff for you, I'm going to learn about your business. I'm going to learn how you do all this sort of stuff. So my career is about to take off. Because I had a crappy birthday, my business is going to take off. So you know what I mean? You've got to stay positive in life, right?
Yeah.
Stay positive.
I like how you see the positive
changes.
In that.
You know what I mean? Stuff changes. You can't be fixed on one outcome. You don't know what you're supposed to be there for. You think you're supposed to be there to find your husband. You don't. But you get a better career out of it.
Your Facebook likes are going to skyrocket.
Right. I'm just telling all the listeners out there, stay positive. Don't get focused on one outcome because the universe might have a different plan for you that's better than that one that you thought was coming along. Stay positive. You know, what you focus on, you attract. And I've been focused on, you know, becoming a star and having a great career. And I'm sitting talking to you from this palatial, awesome casino with huge chandeliers above me, everything that I could want. And I'm just saying, stay positive. What you focus on, you attract. And I think that's why girls wear the sweatpants that say stuff on them like love or peace. You know my feelings about this.
I'm
a grown woman. I want a pair that says 401k across my butt. Bam!
You can actually purchase those and find out more at zancomedy.com. You can stalk her in a loving sort of way at her website or ours at 983thesnake.com.